It's Monday, May 20th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 149. Matt Scott is joined by Joe Whitaker and Tom Coffin talking about smart lights. Joe Whitaker starts off talking about the factors that come into play when deciding on smart light switches or smart light bulbs.
Well, you know, the formats to me don't matter. They don't really matter anymore. The conversation, what I liked about the article was they're actually talking about devices. Right. They're actually talking to devices for a change. And it's a bulb versus a switch. So to me, the conversation is relatively easy in that where's your point of failure with the bulb? Where's your point of failure with the switch? Well, with the bulb, your point of failure is your grandma, your mom, your kids, your whoever is going to hit that switch. And now all of a sudden your room no longer works. With the switch, the cost benefits are always there because what a Wemo bulb is 30 something bucks and a Philips Hue is 45 to 80 bucks. And a high end switch is 200 bucks. And that could do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 can lights. So when you're looking at the value and also that point of failure, if you put in a smart switch, when you turn the switch off, it still works with your phone. It still works with whatever system, whether it be DIY, IoT, et cetera. It still works. But the minute you demarcate that with a generic switch and an intelligent bulb, you now have a built-in point of failure, one that you cannot avoid. So that's how that conversation is very easier. It's a lot easier to have these days.
But it was also from a consumer standpoint. That's how I saw that article. And you know, we sold our house and moved to Florida as one does, and moved into an apartment. So the point they were making in the article about pulling light switches out in your apartment is totally valid. You have no idea what's behind that wall. And boy, a can of worms in this place, you don't want to go down that path. So we put in the plugs for lamps and things like that. And we bought the Philips Hues because that seemed to be the best choice for a situation like this where you're not going to have a pro come out and take care of it.
At what point does the Hue, for example, since that's what you have in your house, when does that become potentially a life safety issue in the sense of not being able to control it with anything other than essentially a soft switch?
Well, worse than that. So we didn't put, there's no keypads in the house. Mm-hmm. So it's all Alexa or Siri or Google. Okay. So you know how those guys can be. You there you go. See? She talks when you don't want her to talk and she's not listening to you when you want her to, right? So from a point of safety, especially in the house, I can see that being a real problem where you'd want the real light switch to go bam.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.